There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Israel's Minister of Diaspora Affairs, Amichai Chikli, finds himself in the spotlight yet again, this time facing criticism for claiming there is no future for Jewish life in England. He accused Britain of tolerating anti-Jewish sentiments and called for Jews to consider Aliyah. Critics, including the Jewish Leadership Council, have called his remarks irresponsible. Chikli also condemned UK sanctions on Israeli officials and has a history of contentious comments about foreign leaders. In the United States, Zoran Mamdani's surprising win in New York's Democratic mayoral primary has unsettled the Jewish community. However, some veteran Jewish politicians, including the highest-ranking Jewish member of Congress, have endorsed Mamdani. His victory challenges the pro-Israel stance of past mayors, sparking mixed reactions. While some community leaders emphasize security concerns, whilst others have celebrated the shift towards progressive policies. A German court has lifted a ban on the far-right magazine Compact, ruling that it does not currently threaten public safety despite promoting anti-constitutional views. The magazine, linked to the extremist AfD party, has faced scrutiny for anti-Semitic and xenophobic content. The decision was praised by Compact staff and some AfD figures, highlighting ongoing tensions over extremism and free expression. News from Israel now, and the families of Gaza hostages hope that the ceasefire with Iran will now mark progress towards ending the conflict and freeing their loved ones. Families have stressed the need for diplomatic efforts, warning that ending Iran's operations without rescuing hostages is a failure. Israeli leaders have reaffirmed their commitment to recover all hostages amid ongoing tensions and military actions. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Having damaged Israeli research facilities through Iranian missile strikes, Canadian donors, having contributed $320 million since 2003, are now urgently supporting reconstruction efforts. A 15-year-old Jewish teen was threatened with a knife and called a dirty Jew in France amid rising anti-Semitic attacks targeting the Jewish community. The Louis D. Brandeis Center has filed a lawsuit against the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, accusing the university of neglecting widespread anti-Semitic discrimination. Israeli farmers report increased European boycotts of Israeli agricultural products. United States Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff anticipates major announcements soon regarding new signatories to the Abraham Accords. Over 100 European immigrants arrived in Israel, mostly from France, shortly after the Iran ceasefire. Israeli fintech startup Melio is set to be acquired by New Zealand's Xero for up to $2.5 billion. Melio's platform simplifies electronic payments and cash flow management. And finally, a trio of Jewish entrepreneurs led by Andrea Frankenthal is transforming United Kingdom housing through HappyPod, a platform linking seniors with young adults. Originally aimed at easing loneliness and housing shortages, it now matches older homeowners with young tenants seeking affordable rent and support. This innovative model addresses multiple crises, rising living costs, rental shortages, and loneliness, promoting shared living, mutual aid, and community well-being across generations. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.